This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome.
I see skies.
This is the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. So we've got 4 hours here to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. It's starting to get into that fall feel right now. I know at the beginning of the week it was felt real summery. We had some highs in the 90s. And these nights at night, I mean, it's gorgeous out there right now. It's 58 degrees. It's so such a great feel. I love this type of weather. But it's perfect planting weather, perfect weather to get out there, get some things done in the yard. All week's looking pretty good, 70s, low 80s, so we're getting there. I mean, there's a lot of things we can start to think about doing, and we've talked about this a bunch, but, you know, fall is the time, or late summer is the time for putting in a lawn, and we can discuss everything you need to know about doing that, because this is going to be a good time to do that. It's a great time to be planting anything, especially with the cooler temperatures, allowing the roots to develop a little bit more instead of focusing on new growth. So this is some good time for that. You know, we'll probably have that summer pop back in right before fall, so we get that feeling of summer one last time. But this is the time to really be getting ready for that. So it's going to be. It's nice out there. We've got plenty of things to do out in the garden and get ready for next year. Again, like we talked about with the lawn, but I want you guys to start thinking about what you're going to do with the vegetable garden at the end of the year. Now, there's obviously you're going to be taking as much fruit, vegetables as you can. But at the end of the season, I've got an idea for you guys, and my father had started to talk about it for a few years. I'd like to see you guys, instead of ripping out all the plants at the end of the season to clean it up, leave the plants in the ground. Cut it down just to about an inch, the plant to about an inch, but leave the root system. Now you're thinking, what are we doing here? Why do we want to do that? Well, you've spent all season fertilizing it, taking care of the plant, taking care of the root system. Now that root system has a ton of fertilizer that's been there, microorganisms, all those types of things. They're still living in the soil. Now those root systems are starting to become intertwined. And why would we want to leave them there? Because it's going to keep your root system alive, so next year you have a head start. So obviously next season, you're going to get into the garden. You're going to get rid of those little spots where the, you know, your tomatoes or cucumbers or whichever were to replant. But the root system that was in there had microorganisms all winter working to get a great root system. So when you put in your new plants, those microorganisms are ready to go. So just a thought to be doing this year and thinking about, you know, when it comes time to getting rid of the vegetable garden at the end of the year, what can you do? Obviously, clean up, get everything out of there, but leave a little bit of those plants. It might do some great things for you for the next year. There's been a lot of research in it, and I think it's something beneficial for everybody out there. So think about it. Like I said, just a thought. My father had been talking about it for a few years. He had been talking with Jeff Lowenfell, who was definitely knows what he's talking about when it comes to microbes. He's written a few books about that, and he definitely believes that that will help it. He's from Alaska, so he's got some things that he needs to try to be successful, and anything he can do to help be those that garden successful, he's going to look into it. So that's definitely something. So we do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right into it. George, who's up first today?
That would be Doris. She's got a question about barnyard grass.
Okay. Doris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about barnyard grass. I thought at first it was crabgrass, but looked online and it appears to be barnyard grass. I have a pretty good patch and then other plants scattered here and there throughout the lawn. What's the best way to get rid of it?
Now, so there's, is it completely mixed into the lawn?
There are scattered clumps here and there, but then I have a good-sized patch that's nothing but barnyard grass.
Okay. So the way to get rid of it is to basically kill everything. With that being, so it's an annual grass. Mm-hmm. It's an annual... It's a weed, but it's kind of close to the grass. So some of the weed killers that are meant for to kill, like broadleaf weeds, might not necessarily kill it. So for the areas that are very thick, mm-hmm. one of the things you can use is if you're looking for a synthetic, you could use cleanup from Bonide.
Okay.
If you want to go organic, you can use their product called Burnout. What Burnout does is it actually dehydrates the weeds and will kill them that way from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one of the things to use. You could also try out from Bonide. They have a Weed Beater Ultra, which is meant to kill, the broadleaf weeds like that, versus any of the grass.
Okay.
So that would be one to use. The bigger thing in all of this is to take a look at the lawn itself and see what else there is you can do. They say, some of the organic ways to do it is obviously pull it out. But the mm-hmm. the next thing to do is to really, what they consider is crowd it out by adding more grass. So once you've killed it, once you've killed the barnyard grass, is adding grass seed, getting that area refilled with the grass that you want. Because what will happen is if once you kill it and there's nothing there, the grass isn't going to just regrow. So you're going to need to add something. But if you don't add anything, weeds are more likely to come back because they have nothing to compete with. So there are going to be other weeds that are there, etc. It's not going to just be, it could be a different type of weed. It could be crabgrass down the road. It could be, it could be all different types of broadleaf weeds coming in there. You want to take a look at that next step. And this is the time of year that it's perfect to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you could kill it. And depending upon the product you use, it's usually about a 7 to 10 day turnaround time. Or you could add more grass seed and get it started that way. So you definitely want to continue that process. And so, kill it, wait that 7 to 10 days, then reseed to fill in those areas. So it is an annual grass that does kind of come out at this time of year, late, you know, in the summer. And like I said, best way to kill it, if you want to go synthetic, it would be cleanup from Boneyed, or you could look at the organic version of Burnout.
Ah, right. Is rototilling bad? Will that just dig the seeds deeper into the ground?
Well, so it'd do two things. Rototilling could dig them, put them in further in the ground, but it could also pull up other weed seeds. So, you know, weed seeds go dormant, they go into the soil, but they become more active when they're rototilled, and they also become more active when there's nothing there. They,
right.
You know, they're going to pull up and they're going to try to fill areas in. So that's why I wouldn't rototill it.
Okay.
I would definitely just try to kill it, pull up if, you know, pull them out if that's, you know, the way you want to go, to clean it. But, definitely don't rototill. It sounds like a great idea, and that's what the practice used to be, but, you definitely don't want to pull anything up from below.
All right. Okay, I will give it a try then. All right, thank you for taking my call.
All right, Doris, have a great rest of your day, and thank you for the phone call. All right. We have about 20 seconds here, so we're going to go to a break. When we get back, we'll answer more of your gardening questions. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. George, who's up next?
Bob, he's got a question about mildew.
All right, Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm looking for information and what I can do about powdery mildew on most of my squash and things like that there.
Okay. So a couple things you can be doing. So the best product out there for powdery mildew is going to be copper fungicide from Bonide.
Okay.
That's one of the best out there when it comes to any fungus that's going to be on there, especially on fruits. It's organic, so it's a great product to be using. I think it's one of the better of there. The other thing you can be doing, is it just on squash, or what else is it on?
No, and I guess I see it on my cucumbers also.
Okay. Some of the things you can be doing to do that is making sure that when you water, everything's from the soil itself, instead of a sprinkler system or anything overhead. The other thing is to take some of the leaves that are in, you know, with the cucumber, for instance, cut out, you know, maybe a quarter of the leaves to allow some of that airflow to go in there. Look at some of the areas that are just heavily covered in leaves, the ones that are, you know, just sitting on each other. Reason why you do that is with some of the airflow going through there, it's going to help dry out the leaves a little bit more. The mildew, the powdery mildew, will head there more when there's more water in the area, or it's wetter in the areas versus if it were dry with airflow through. So getting rid of some of the leaves will help that, and the same thing with the squash. You could actually trim out a few of them to allow some airflow, especially at this time. The sun's, you know, not as hot as it has been all summer. So thinning out is one of the good ones to do, but copper fungicide is to help get rid of that powdery mildew. And I believe at this point you can use it every 7 to 10 days for about 2 or 3 applications. Any of the leaves that are affected at this point, I would get rid of as well and use this copper fungicide as more of a preventative for the rest of the plant. But it's definitely worth using.
Excuse me, is it a granular or a liquid?
It's a liquid form.
A liquid, okay, fine. Okay.
And it comes in multiple sizes. You can get a concentrate, you can get a a hose end spray, which is new for them this year, or you can get like the trigger, just your regular bottle, and spray all over it. But again, like I said, you're going to want to use it about 2 to 3 applications every 7 to 10 days. So, just figure out how many plants you have and how much you would need. But the hose end version might be the easiest.
Sure, I hear that. Hey, have you got a moment?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you, what do you have on in your vocabulary, your source of information about giving dahlias a boost? Because, here in South Portland, Maine, we lost the whole month of May for planting.
Yep.
Because of rain and cold. You know of anything on the market that could give them a last-minute boost? I mean, a lot of them have small flowers, but
yep.
We can't tell what color they are.
Well, so anything that has a heavy middle number right now in like a liquid formula or a wettable powder, there are products out there like Peters has one that is a bloom booster. So you have the three numbers on the bottom, nitrogen, yep. Phosphorus, potassium. The phosphorus is going to be your heavy number that's going to help with blooms and roots, but it's meant as a bloom booster at this time of year. So a lot of times it'll have like a high middle number. I know I've seen it up to 50 almost, where the others are like 20, 50, 20, or 20, 40, 20, that type of thing. So look for something that'll say bloom booster on it, and
okay.
That's definitely going to help it. I'd want to see it as a wettable powder, so it'd be like those granules that you mix into water and then water the plant that way.
Okay.
That would be your best. And definitely water the plant prior to fertilizing. So water it first to allow when you do fertilize, the fertilizer to go down slowly and get more into the plant.
I got your code. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Bob. Have a great one. Thank you for the phone call. All right. So we're going to be back in a minute here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heaping praise on the new British Prime Minister Boris Johnson as the two leaders meet at the G7 summit in France. Trump calling Johnson the right man to deliver the British exit from the European Union, or Brexit.
He's the right man for the job. I've been saying that for a long time. Didn't make your predecessor very happy, but I've been saying it for a long time.
Meanwhile, Johnson says the U.S. is going to have to compromise and lift restrictions on U.K. businesses if it wants a trade deal with the U.K. At least 6 people being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after lightning struck a tree near where they were standing at the PGA Tour Championship near Atlanta, Georgia yesterday. The National Hurricane Center says a fourth named storm has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. Tropical Storm Dorian just heading into the Caribbean Sea. And this is USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause we're leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. George, who's up next?
Andrew's got a question about his lilac trees.
All right. Andrew, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. So I'm in Minnesota here, and I've got a lilac tree that is doing fairly well. Blooms some years, doesn't bloom others. But I've got a branch coming off of it, like right at the base of the tree, right at the bottom. Okay. I'm basically wondering if I need to, do I need to trim that off to help the tree grow more on the top, or do I just leave it there?
So since you have the tree form, you definitely want to get rid of that branch. A lot of times when it comes down to the bottom and is shooting up like that, it's considered sucker growth. Sucker growth is not good for the plant. What it is they're basically water sprouts that are pulling away from the rest of the plant itself. So I always cut those off to allow the plant to refocus on the rest of the plant up above. So if that does become a problem, then there's a ton of what they call sucker growth coming out of there. There are products out there that you could spray the plant to stop that sucker growth. It's a product from Bonai called Sucker Stopper. But if you only have one right now, it's not something to worry about. But continue to try to take those out because they will, you know, they're water sprouts. They're just taking water away from the rest of the plant.
Okay. And just remove them whenever they show up?
Yeah, definitely. And if you start to see a bunch of that growth coming out from the bottom, then you can get into a product that will help it. Again, like I said, it's called Sucker Stopper. But that's it's not going to hurt the plant. It's only going to help it. It kind of coats that area and doesn't allow them to come back out. But that's only if it starts to get too much. A lot of times it's just a few here and there, and it's not that, crazy for it.
Yeah, I've had it for probably about 4 or 5 years, and I've only got the one so far.
Yep. And then you'll notice that, take a look at the tree itself, the head of the tree, and see if there's any branches that are going straight up and down there. If you see any of those would be ones to prune out. Otherwise, just that one that's on the side of it.
Okay. One other question I had for you. My wife and I planted probably about 500 trees this year, early in the spring. And it was just a bunch of Norway pine.
Yep.
And then some jack pine.
Okay.
I've noticed a lot of the jack pine have actually, and they were all saplings. I've noticed the jack pine are browning, and then even some of my Norway are browning. But we live in a rock quarry, kind of, what used to be one.
Yep.
So it's extremely sandy.
Mm-hmm. What have you been doing for fertilizer or anything along those lines?
Honestly, I haven't been, just for the sheer amount of it.
Yeah.
That I got out there.
Okay. Well, so, with numbers of planting like 500, obviously you're going to have some that aren't going to survive. You're not going to be able to get, you're not going to be able to get every single one to survive. But at that, there's ways to take a look at it and see, the best way of having as many as possible survive. So,
okay.
A couple things. Now, are they browning from the inside out, or is it from the top down? Is that which?
It's more from the top down, I believe.
Okay. All right, so if it was on the inside out, I wouldn't be as worried. The top down, so what you're going to have to look at doing is pruning back some of these where all that brown is, if it's just the tips, getting rid of that.
Okay.
Because it's going to, the plant is going to focus on that area, trying to help it, trying to heal that area. But with the browning of it, it's probably going to, it's not going to make it that part. So you want to prune it to allow the plant to focus on the rest of it. At the same time, if you could fertilize, that would be very beneficial for it. Are you watering it, or are you kind of keeping it at, nature take its course type thing?
The ones that are closer to the house, I do water and I do that. But the main ones, I just kind of let go.
Yep.
Because they're in the back field, so they're really far away from the house.
Gotcha. So if you wanted to, since they are saplings, you could get a granular type fertilizer where you could broadcast in the area that they're in.
Okay.
You could actually buy a product from Espoma called Tree Tone. Tree Tone is organic. It's a perfect way to fertilize trees like that. And you could actually put that, broadcast it over the area. They'll tell you based on how many plants you have, et cetera, of what you would look at doing on the back of the bag. But it's a granular form. So whatever that is, use it at the rate that it will say and just broadcast it over those. If you could get water to them, great. If you can't, you're kind of, doing that, hoping that nature takes its course and allows them to get in there.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, Andrew, thank you so much for the phone call, and good luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now,
another call.
Give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's easy dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all of your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can visit Espoma. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right to that. George, who's up next?
Mike in Massachusetts has got a question about salt marsh hay.
All right. Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Thank
you
for taking my call. How are you? Well, thanks for calling.
No problem. I have a salt marsh hay down in my garden right now.
Yep.
And I usually, based on your dad's recommendation, I put winter rye down.
Okay.
In September.
Yep.
My plan was I was going to just remove the salt marsh hay, put the winter rye down, but then put the salt marsh hay back on top and till it in next spring. Is that something that I can do, or do I have to get rid of the salt marsh hay?
No, that would definitely be fine. So the benefit of salt marsh hay is it doesn't have weed seeds in it, and
right.
So it's not going to create any of those other weeds. I'd definitely add it to the mixture when you do rototill it in. So that would be definitely no problem to do.
Okay, I just wanted to check to make sure I've never done it.
It's definitely possible to do. It's not gonna hurt it. Your winter rye is gonna grow through it. You're not really gonna see it in the spring, and then you'll just rototill it right back in. You should definitely be fine with that.
Right. I love the winter rye. We use it every year.
Awesome. Yeah. It's fun to see something green during the winter, and you don't really expect it.
It sure is. It sure is. Okay, thank you for the call and the advice.
All right, Mike, thank you. Good luck. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock today. We do have an interview today coming up at the 8 o'clock hour Eastern Time with Victoria from Natural Alternatives. We're going to have to switch gears a little bit here and think about some fall things. We're not that far away. I wish the summer was really still with us, but we're getting to that point where fall is right around the corner. And what can we do? I started talking about it a little bit, but putting the lawn in, this is your best time to be doing it. End of the summer here, beginning of fall, perfect time to do it. It allows the roots to develop a little bit more in the lawn, and it will definitely help it. There's also not as many active weeds growing at this time. The ones that are active, you can definitely get rid of. There's a whole process that you can go through. At this point, I'd like to see if you're looking to do it in the next couple weeks, get out there and get a soil test done. Get your pH, but also get what else is going on in there. See if there's any issues that you've had. I can kind of explain some of the problems that you might have had in the past growing lawns. See what you could do to excel that when it comes time. What can you do for fertilizers to help make sure everything's taken care of? So that's something to think about and take a look at. From there, at the same time, once you've gotten that soil test, this would be the time to get rid of any of the weeds that you're looking to get rid of, obviously. So a couple products you can be using. If you want to kill everything that's there, you could be using Cleanup from Bonide. It's a great synthetic product that will kill everything in there when used properly. Can be done great ways. If you want to look for organic, there's a few organic versions out there. You could be looking at Burnout from Bonide and then Adios from Natural Alternatives. Both are great organic weed killers. They dehydrate the plant, the weed, and will actually allow the sun to burn up the plant on the inside. Because what they do is the spray will actually break down the outer coating of the leaf or the grassy weed part of the plant, and from there it doesn't allow the plant to photosynthesize. The sun will hit it, dehydrate it, and kill down to the root that way. So that's the organic way. It's a mixture of salts, so that's something to think about. From there, once everything's taken care of, it's usually about 7 to 10, maybe 14 days, depending upon what you're using. That's when you can start to get everything ready. Based on a soil sample, if you have something on there that says, you know, you have a too compact soil, you have, not enough nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, etc. Is there too much magnesium? A few of those things, that's what the soil test will tell you. So what do you put down? Do you need to put lime down to help with your pH? Do you want to go with the fast-acting version, or do you want to go with the long-term, six-month interval type? Do you need to feed your soil? And a lot of things that we're not actually thinking about is we don't think about feeding the soil. We think about just feeding the lawn itself. So there's products out there. There's a great one that I've used called Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. I think that's one of the good ones out there. But if you're looking for something close to that, Natural Alternatives has their sulfur fertilizer that has the fertilizer mixed in with it. That's a good one to think about. Thinking about feeding the lawn is definitely not just about the grass itself. It's about the soil. So we'll think about that. We can talk a little bit more. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break when we get back. More of your questions and more information about what you can be doing. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So I started talking a little bit about the lawn and what you should be doing at this time. Again, like I said, soil sample and then taking care of any of the weeds that are there. Taking care of the soil that's there. A lot of times we forget about the soil as something we need to feed. We need to take care of that soil so we'll get a longer-term relationship with that, with the grass. So it's going to be better for it. It's going to be long-term grass versus just one season or, you know, a couple seasons. So by taking care of that, you're going to put the microbes back into the soil. You're going to allow any of the fertilizer that you use to become more active in the soil. Just using certain products will actually take the fertilizer that you put down on those multiple steps and make it more readily active versus a slower release. Now, slow release is good for the lawn, so it will get that multiple times. But a lot of them will have a time frame where it's you know, a couple weeks before it starts going. Feeding the soil is going to start getting those things ready right from the beginning. So that's something definitely to be taking a look at. Once you've taken care of, you know, the soil, you've taken care of the weeds, you get in there and you get ready to plant the seed. I like to always use a starter fertilizer when I am putting grass down. Starter fertilizer is one with a heavy middle number. The middle number is usually about like 18 or 15, something along those lines. And the first and last number are lower, maybe like 6 or 10, something like that. But that heavier middle number. So that allows the roots to have some sort of fertilizer in there. It's a boost when it comes to the seed that's growing, pushing it to grow a little bit quicker for you. So putting that down is definitely a help. And then the biggest thing on this is figuring out, you know, do you have sun? Do you have part sun? Do you have mostly shade? And figuring out, okay, do I have, you know, full day of sun, which is 6 to 8 hours plus? You know, that would be considered more of the full sun. Do you have sun and shade where it's less than the 6 hours, but it's more than 4 hours of sun? So it's between that, but you have, half a day of shade. So you could use something along the lines of sun and shade mix. And then do you have pretty much all shade? Something along the lines of less than 4 hours? Is it less than 2 hours? You know, those are some things you need to look at, because some of the shade, grass seed, still needs some sun. You know, it's just because it says shade doesn't mean, you know, it can't have any sun. So think about, you know, how much sun there is before you decide on what you're going to do. There's a perfect example. One of the products, two products out there, if you look at Jonathan Green has a grass seed that I've known for a long time, and I know a little bit about their seed, so I'm going to base it off of these products. But they have two products, the Shade grass seed, and then they have Shady Nooks grass seed. Now, their Shade grass seed will take about 4 hours of sunlight and will have more shade, whereas the Shady Nooks would actually be fine in about 2 hours of sunlight and having more shade than that. So it's a deeper shade. So just because it says shade doesn't mean necessarily that it'll take that deep, deep shade. So take a look at the grass seed and see what kind of grasses are in it. If there's more bluegrass in a shady mix, that bluegrass loves more sun. So it's only going to be beneficial for you if it has a good amount of sun. Where if there's no bluegrass in the mixture, you're not getting some of those sun-loving grasses. You're looking more for fescues and ryes, looking for some creeping fescues, looking for, you know, sometimes you'll even have poa in it. Poa trivialis is a grass seed that I've even seen grow in deep, deep, deep shade. It's a lot of them are annual, so it might not be the best to be putting at this time of year, maybe in the spring. But looking, you know, the type of grass seed is the best thing to do and look at and say, all right, how much sun do I have? How much shade do I have? Really thinking about it before you go in to purchase it, so you get the right grass seed, so you'd be on the right track. So just some thoughts on putting the lawn in. Now, we can talk more about this throughout the rest of the show, but you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break in the 7 o'clock hour. More question and answer. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.